You are listening to the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast, episode 40, for January 2010. I don't know why it's chosen me. From the corner of my eye, I catch a glimpse of evil light. If fear tries to swallow me, like I'm just some guy with an emerald. Brain capacity 90.1. Brain capacity 79. Brain capacity 69. And now, the host of the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast, Ryan Reed. Ryan Reed? Huh?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast. The Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast is sponsored by the Green Lantern Corps, where you can find the latest news, reviews, interviews on all things Green Lantern. While you're there, check out the message boards, interact with us and other fans. Be sure to send us any hate or love mail and contact us at glspotlight.com. You also can find our YouTube channels on youtube.com/glspotlight, youtube.com/neodoublebane, and youtube.com/kuhan. Not to mention, you can follow half of the cast via Twitter at twitter.com/glspotlight, twitter.com/kuhan, and twitter.com/... I'm not even going to say it. Also, check out my blog at glspotlight.com. I am Ryan Reed, your returning sabbatical host, well, temporarily at least, while Frankie's at a you've been fired goodbye party. I've been to those many times. There's great fires, bonfires, drinking, and barbecues. So, Frankie, we're missing you right now. Wish you were there. Well, I've decided to recreate half of the original podcast because guess what, folks? It's been a year. Yes, a year, and they haven't taken us off the airlines yet. So in doing so, I've taken back the original plus some extras. Of course, Brandon West, there is the man, the legend, the Red Lantern Ring guy. How you doing there, Brandon?
Doing good.
Of course, the man, the legend, the other legend, I should say, and the guy we're always looking for to edit his parents' videos. Of course, Kuhan. How you doing, Kuhan?
Okay, see, you people keep screwing things up so I can't do my jokes. So my joke is, first of all, who is this guy and what is he doing hosting this podcast? Secondly, Wes doesn't sound fine from the way he's speaking. And thirdly, I'm youtube.com/SSJKuhan. Come on.
Fail.
So unprofessional.
Well, and also, if that's true, Andrew would be with us. Anywho, and of course, the guy that everybody wants to be fired except for us, of course, Colton. How you doing there, Musart?
Fantastic, my good man.
And of course, the other guy who I've actually just talking to the first time, of course, Eric. Eric, come on, how are you doing, man?
Hey. I'm doing better than the West, I'll tell you that.
Oh! He's got the compassion ring on today. I'll take McBessie for you. Eh? I know, folks, it's been scary, but I've been drinking tonight. Anywho.
I've got more Fat Albert, but whatever.
Well, anywho. So,
Fat Albert and Yogi Bear, same thing.
Yeah, it worked. It was Hanna-Barbera and Bill Cosby. Anyhow.
Two totally different things.
Exactly. Well, I've seen many of you have probably been wondering ever since Frankie took over. They're probably like, who's this Ryan guy? Where's he been? I mean, this whole little GL Spotlight thing's named after him. Who is this guy? Well, about a year ago, I got together with all these crazy Green Lantern fans. Well, not so crazy, except for, of course, me over there. But got us all together, and I decided us to do a podcast. And, well, it's been a year not quite a year to the day, but it's been a year to the month since we started this wacky stuff. And we've just taken off, you know, had incredible interviews with creators and other people, and you know, it's just been great. Back in October, I married my beautiful and wonderful girlfriend Melissa, and we've been married now 3 months, and we're ready to head off to Hawaii for our delayed honeymoon. So we got that going on. So, and right now I'm selling things, so go on eBay, folks, because you know, we gotta get a new home, so buy stuff. So well, let's see, it's been a year, so let's see how things have changed. Wes, we'll start with you.
The launch of Blackest Night. Yeah, the biggest Green Lantern event ever has brought many new fans and increased popularity to the franchise. And some people would even argue that Green Lantern is now the third most popular character in DC Comics. I wouldn't say that, but yeah, there's people out there like that.
Pessimism beam.
Brandon West, you have the ability to great pessimism. Welcome to Brightest Day. What about you, Con? What do you think has been going on here since we started this in the last year?
I'm Con now?
Yes.
God!
Is William Shatner still going to start yelling at me? Okay. Well, in this past year, some big stuff has happened. Barack Obama became president. Brad Pitt grew a beard. And we still have the same host of The Tonight Show. Yeah.
Boom.
Dump, dump.
No, Coco.
Yeah. I barely remember this past year, but stuff definitely happened. I left, and then I came back, and then I left, and then I came back, and then pretty sure I left again, and then came back. Something along those lines.
In fact, you just came back.
Oh, yeah. This is my return from being like away for, 3 weeks?
Wow. So let's see, you've been gone on and off, you've been in Australia, and you've been in Canada. Where haven't you been?
And a woman.
Awesome.
I hate you people.
Timing.
I was going to say, also, didn't Kuhan get pubes this year? Wasn't that finally this year?
I hate you.
No, those were delayed.
He just starts taping his hair to the... Anyway, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, and I still haven't grown a beard.
Oh, well. What about you, Mew? You came in a little later in the show. What's been going on for the last year here since you joined us here at the GL?
Since I've joined us, we've had unbridled popularity, we've had passion, we've had adventure, and we've had crazy people occasionally come on the cast and tell us about their lives. It's been fun. People have come and gone. Mostly Kuhan. When he came and gone, but we've seen some new faces and some new hosts, but overall, this next year is going to be 1,000 times better. And if you doubt me, I'm going to stab you.
And he will, folks. He's got it.
I've got the knife. It's somewhere here. I don't know where, but I'll find it.
He Twittered it to me.
No, anyway. Colton's the loser that still won't use Twitter.
You have angry old kids in your Twitters. Back of my day.
No, don't worry. Remember, soon we'll have MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook come together to have twitface.com.
No, it's YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook becomes YouTwitface.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, anyhow. And how about you, Eric? Since you're the new kid around here.
I guess I don't know what I've been on for 2 months already. It's been pretty good, I guess. I think it's been really good. I guess the first couple we did were since now you guys, I guess, have a rotating people of 45 people per cast. I guess it got pretty long. But they started getting used to it, and I think actually we had some pretty good conversations versus what I usually have with comics. And it's nice for me to get on a podcast where I can be the other negative one. Because Wes takes everything, too. So.
Well, the first episode that Eric was on was the episode that we had Dr. Naysay on, too. So that was, all negative.
That was the negative verse.
Everybody hated everything.
The super dickery cast.
I know. I was at the Y. I'm like, okay, I get to listen to what the guys do. And I was like, wow, boy, my workout just got really, really low. It was sitting there on my elliptical, I think I'll just put it up 3 more levels here. Yeah, I gotta keep going. It's very negative.
You were so interested, you just sat there and listened, oh my god, I don't need to exercise. This is working off.
Made you stop eating.
I actually did not eat dinner that night.
I didn't eat for weeks, man.
All I ate was ice cream for a month.
I know. Well, I wish Andrew and that and Frankie were here as well, but oh well. Well, we might as well hit up. I put up about a few weeks ago. I put up some questions for the anniversary show, and anywho, so I'll start off with the questions. The first one's from good old school here. He goes, can you ask all these creators that you talk to if they would like to join the site and chat with us fans for their leisure? I'm sure the community here would like that. Well, we put the invites out, and we got some creators that show up on the boards, but that's all we got. You guys know of anybody that's lurking in the backgrounds of the GL boards?
I didn't want to announce it yet, but sure. Fernando Passerin, artist on The Outsiders, formerly on The Outsiders. He'll be doing some of the work on Brightest Day. He's told me that he'll be joining the board sooner or later. So that's plus one. Greg Rucka has promised to join the boards eventually, but he's not so much a plus one at the moment. And any other creator joining the boards to post on a regular basis, you'll just have to look out for in the coming year.
And remember, we have Jeff Johns on the boards. His name is Raker616. So,
shh, you're supposed to tell him. He'll never be on this podcast. Right. Oh, wait.
And at some point, we had Ethan, but he just kind of exploded.
I think after we did the podcast with him, he's like, wow, these guys are dicks. I'm not coming on this damn podcast. they're boards, too.
I know. We were too nice to him.
These dudes creep me out, man.
Oh, well. Well, our next question is from Iron Green 2814. He said, what story would you like to be told in the Green Lantern movie, and what would you guys think if they made Hal from Texas? Well, I think we're pretty much going with the secret origin story from the movie, which I'm okay with. But like I said, I'm going to have to see, because now that Blake Lively's going to be Carol Ferris, I'm going to have to see how she plays the part, especially since she's about 10 years younger than Ryan Reynolds. So as for Hal being... Yeah, I know, Eric. As for Hal being... they made Hal from Texas. Well, at least we get Cowgirl. I don't know. What do you think, Eric?
I guess making it from Texas, is that like official? That's really the straight story at this point.
George Bush is Space Sector 2814.
I mean, I don't know. I always had an issue with Hal being played as conservative. I mean, it makes sense that he'd be conservative, but I don't like conservatives. And I think they're probably pushing more for that because it's an easier angle to kind of come at it with. I think it's one of those things where they maybe realize that Hal, again, I don't know, Ryan, if you like Hal particularly, I don't. But like kind of admitting that he doesn't have a personality, and if they stick a specific kind of nationality on him, it'll make him easier to write as a character and stuff. I don't really like it because I think it's too specific. It seems kind of silly, but I think it's too specific of a state. It gives too much of a personality to where he's from versus what it really should be giving him. And I guess I'd rather see them do, I don't know. I mean, I guess I like, I don't know. I'm not really as into, I guess, Hal's story because it's kind of like, seeing First Flight, I think First Flight's kind of like the perfect story they really should have done for the they should have done Training Day, really. I mean, in effect. I mean, that could have given the movie more weight. I mean, it would have kind of put Hal in a hole like it did in First Flight. But like I said, I think that story worked out a lot. I think they really should have focused on that as opposed to whatever it is they're doing. Iron Man, I guess.
Well, with Hal, the only reason he never even really showed anything conservative until he crossed over with Green Arrow, and it was just to counter his liberalism for kind of like a debate thing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's my opposite.
Well, they could always make him from Alaska like he was in the proposal, so hey.
Well, I mean, I think on the Reynolds slash Lively thing, I mean, you know, I think they could pass for this. I think Lively could pass for a few years older, and Reynolds could definitely pass for a few years younger. So it could definitely work. I mean, at that age, it's not like it's a difference between a 50-year-old and a 10-year-old. They
oh, right.
What the fuck? Sick bastard.
We know you're into that kind of stuff. Anyways, yeah, it's not like it's that huge difference that you won't be able to see the difference. It's Texas, so it's
tasteless.
I don't care. And seeing as and about the Texas thing, well, it doesn't really make a difference. With a city like Coast City, it seems like it should be in California, but whatever.
It's a joke. Iron Green is from Texas.
I know.
So he posed the question.
I know
no,
that.
No, he's going to be from Coast City. The
well,
story is not
going to
be...
Texas.
The story is not going to be...
This is Metropolis, Kansas.
Steve.
Yeah, in Smallville. Yeah.
But, you know, nobody knows what Metropolis is, fuck. But
Metropolis on the West Coast. Or no, I'm sorry, Metropolis on the East Coast.
Well, it could be on the East Coast or it could be in Kansas, depending on which story you're reading.
Yeah, just remember, Gotham City's always south.
I don't think it can't be in Kansas. Well, it's just one of those things where it's the biggest city in the world, and which would probably, I mean it would be an American coastal city versus anything else, but yeah.
But technically, I really wouldn't care where Hal Jordan is based. Just on a coast would be a good idea.
It could be, you know what?
Just to appease Iron Green, that could be like, here you go. Hal Jordan was born in Texas, but he moved to California.
Oh, well, we'll just table that for right now then. anyhow, well, Jervis Tetcha asks, does Ryan have to return as host? I think I'm a bigger fan of Frankie. At least he's fun to listen to. Well, yeah.
Ouch.
Well, Jervis, I will put your ease in effect. I'm not going to be returning as host. I will be more showing up on a more regular basis starting in March here. I'm going to be gone here the next month or so because of my delayed honeymoon. So we just came here to do the anniversary cast, and I'll be showing up right after Blackest Night is over, and then you'll just see me now and again. I'll be kind of your semi-regular co-host. But Frankie's doing a great job, and he's the only other guy who can keep these other ones in check here. I mean,
So what you're telling me is that you return the same month as Jay Leno returns to the Tonight Show?
It was all a part of the plan.
Just as planned.
You're like, hey, Frank, you take over the show. Oh, wait, I'm coming back in 4 months. Oh, snap.
I don't know. What do you think about that, Wes? Which one do you like of us better?
Oh,
I don't listen to any of you. I just wait for my name to be called and start talking.
It's like a pneumatic device. Like you snap your fingers for a dog. Let's see here. Wes is like, I'm here. I've got to unmute myself. Here.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, you know what? I can't really see it from a listener's perspective because I don't listen to the podcast anyway. So I'm like, you know what? There's you guys here. Whatever. I just talk. I'm just here.
Like
of course,
a voice in the breeze. These
are
the days
of course, I can see it from an editor's perspective, and I think I like Frankie better from an editor's perspective. Just saying.
Well, for you, it's not a problem, because him and I, you know, we either sound alike or we don't sound alike, so, you know, it just kind of goes hand in hand. Eric, you know, Eric, he's just listened to me long enough, so hey.
I've known Frankie yet. My thing with Frankie is I feel like sometimes when he's hosting, he goes out of his way to not say his opinion as often as he would like to, you know? Because I know Frankie for years and years, and I know he has strong opinions about this stuff, too. And I don't feel like that always comes out in the podcast when he's hosting.
You got to have a level of neutrality to pull back the reins and control when they get too wild.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I mean, both Frankie and I take Brad Douglas, the host of the Spider-Man podcast. I mean, that's an example. I mean, if Brad really had a chance, you know, he'd throw more of an opinion out there. But, you know, he has to hold back, stay neutral, and keep, you know, Kevin Cushing in check. Otherwise, Kevin would just take over the cast.
Except when you guys are drunk.
Yeah, that too.
That's the best podcast there.
There's no way to hold it.
When everyone's just yelling at each other.
Anywho. Okay, well, the next question, I know everybody's happy about this, is from Dr. Naysay.
I can see where this one's going.
When are you guys going to fire Mew?
That would be the question. I no longer sign his paycheck, so I can't do it.
Next week.
Says the guy who hasn't been here in weeks.
Yeah, that's why he's coming back.
I'm the absentee.
Yeah, exactly. He's like the district manager.
That's right. I'm the guy who's like, you know, I'm just sitting on a pedestal watching you guys talking about shit. Then I'm like, oh, well, I think I need to keep you guys in line and fire Mew. So I'm going to show up and then leave and then come back, you know.
Exactly. No, according to Alan Ladd, he says, well, Ryan wasn't bad. That said, I do think I prefer the current host. And Muzar can stay if he changes his name or something that's not retarded. I'm growing fond of him more and more as I listen.
A fan. Oh. Hurrah.
Yeah, let me just say something about all that for a second. I think, first off, I think Naysay talks about firing Mew as often as he does because Naysay really wants to be on the podcast as a regular. And I think he thinks if he gets rid of Mew, that's going to happen. I also want to say that I think Mew has a, regardless of what the fact that I don't agree with 45% of the stuff he says at all, and I think he's dumb when he says it. I think Mew has a pretty solid personality that kind of contrasts everybody else. And this is coming not objectively anymore, but when I first came into it, I could see why he'd be abrasive with everybody else, but that's kind of like half the point of listening to these things. You know, if everybody sounded like West, everybody would fall asleep every 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
I doubt it.
Well, if everyone sounded like West, there'd be a lot of gunshots.
And people eating pizza.
That's highly racist of you.
It's not racist. It's not because of your race. It's because you're a violent sociopath.
Maybe we could fire Mew for racism. But even then, the racism is colorful, right? I mean, I didn't mean that as a joke.
Oh, snap.
Yikes.
Well, anyhow, moving on, we have Michael Hyde who asks, who would be your creative dream team for the Green Lantern Earth 1 title? Real simple. I never would read the book. So next, West.
Yeah, it wouldn't exist.
Mew.
That's stupid.
Grant Morrison with Jack Kirby on art. Can't be done, but I would love it.
Jack Kirby of Marvel, rise. What about you, Eric?
That's actually really – I think Mew hit it on the head if you're talking about like dream teams, but I'm talking about teams that work today. Bendis and Gleason.
Ooh, that would be
Gleason.
Yeah, Gleason. Because I think if they did an Earth 1 title, hopefully they'd keep him off of Earth. They wouldn't do like just a Hal Jordan origin again. They'd do something more space oriented. I think Gleason's the guy to go to for that kind of stuff. Out of everyone working in comics today, who would be the best to draw Green Lantern? Gleason. I mean, Van Sciver, I guess, but I like Gleason actually better doing Green Lantern stuff than Vince Skyver.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you?
Whoever does Nova. No.
DNA?
Yeah, DNA and whoever the rotating artist is, that's terrible.
Andy DeVita.
No. Yeah. I have no clue. Whoever DC pays to do it.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So glad you have an opinion.
I don't really care who writes and draws it. If it's a good book, I'll read it. If it's a bad book, then I'll be like, I'll yell at DC for doing a bad book.
Oh, exactly. Whatever. And less than I'll help you. Anywho, and of course, our final question, which is the big one, it's from NS2. Does West wake up angry?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes, he does.
Even West agrees.
Every morning, West wakes up to the sounds of an 80s tune, usually shiny wine, and he grabs his red lantern ring and he goes about town.
Well, I just, you know, just look at his tweets. 7 a.m., I'm angry. 7 a.m., I'm angry. Wait, what?
7:30 a.m., my eggs burned. I'm angry.
8:29 a.m., the NBA All-Star Game is fixed. There's no way Tim Duncan surpassed Dirk Nowitzki in voting in just 3 days after being up by 2,000 votes.
I'm angry.
That's a real tweet, too.
Yep. I was angry that morning.
He was very angry. I was checking my Twitter, and he said that. I was like, wow, Wes, you're in super anger mode.
You should just have a template on your post that just say, I'm angry after everything you type.
I should. But I think they know that by now.
Yeah, his new website will be westisangry.com/
or westispiss.net.
Since we're on the topic of West, there's a review of the podcast on iTunes that I found it very interesting.
Oh yeah, so why don't you read that to us?
His name is Tech Swag. He gave us 3 stars and said, this GL podcast is full of individuals who appear to have a wealth of green letter knowledge. Unfortunately, the lack of discipline is apparent as no cast member can finish his thought without being talked over.
Wait,
by
Wes,
a cast
member. Okay, I wanted to say.
This is not a Homer podcast. Shown by the useful constructive criticism, and that is refreshing. However, one member, Wes, no T, Wes, goes beyond constructive criticism and seems to relish in typical fanboy hating. One would wish Wes, still no T, would take the time to find one thing to like. If he can't, then one must ask why he is reading a book he doesn't like. This okay. podcast is only for true Green Lantern diehards.
Okay, firstly, I don't deny that this podcast is only for true Green Lantern diehards. Secondly,
compliment.
Yeah. Secondly, Wes loves Grant Morrison. I'm pretty sure there's a poster of Grant Morrison in his room that he fondles every night.
I think he has a poster of Grant Morrison on the inside of his shirt. Yeah.
I think every time he gets Wheaties, he just cuts out the picture of the slipper. He just puts on Grant Morrison on the cover.
Well, point in fact, that's what it gets down to. If we are really hardcore fans of Green Lantern, does it make sense that we'd be happy with everything that happens, or does it make more sense that we'd be upset with everything that happens? I mean, anyway.
I think
in the middle,
you hit it right on the head, right there. It's one thing when you're diehard fans, you have to have that middle ground. You're either gonna love something or hate it, or you're just gonna be like, well, I'm fine with it. Let's see where it goes.
I mean, it's not like Wes. I mean, I actually have not heard Wes be that violent against anything, really. I mean, I think he's usually pretty level-headed. But besides even that, like, it's not like he comes out and says, not only do I hate this issue of Green Lantern, but I hate Green Lantern in general. It's usually, I hate this issue of Green Lantern because of this and because I love Green Lantern.
Actually, to be fair, he's gotten better.
Didn't he just say in the beginning of the show that Green Lantern is not the third most popular character in DC? Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But, also...
Well, while we're on the reviews, I mean, I've been reading the reviews. We got 9 on iTunes. I mean, I was just looking over the one Wes was talking about, which is really good. I remember one which happened, you know, since I took my sabbatical, which is by Bama Stew. And he's like, you know, if you're a comic book nerd like me, all you guys on this podcast, check this out. There are some really good discussions about the best superhero in DCU, the Green Lantern. I give it 5 stars if they would tone down the cursing and try not to. And not to first all the time, the occasional talk of the Lord's name in vain has almost pushed me away for a couple of times, too. Yes, guys, there are Christians who read comics, and this one would appreciate you a bit less disrespect to the Lord or religion in general. But the GL discussions and speculation have kept me coming back. Oh, and tell Kuhan to shut up and let the others talk.
God damn it.
What the fuck's wrong with their language?
Eh, hell is
Jesus
I know.
Damn it, sorry.
I think the bus is
Wouldn't
here.
Wouldn't it be all the damn it for you?
Yeah, that's right. Well, if I said all the damn it, huh? Huh? You wouldn't take offense to that, would you? Because I'm making friends with another religion. Screw with you. Yeah, screw you. Okay, no.
Keep listening, I'm sorry.
Keep subscribing, we love you.
Yeah, don't look at me, I converted to Lutheranism.
Lex Lutheranism?
Only Lutheranism we know.
Awesome.
Driving fans away since 2008.
Well, yeah,
technically 2009.
We only have, what, like three fans now, right?
We've done it so badly, we've actually driven fans away from the previous year.
Exactly.
Well, was it the one podcast that we got rid of, like, all the Hispanic listeners and, everybody? We got rid of all the Hispanic listeners, all the Christian listeners, all the, every listener, pretty much.
Did we get rid of all the Wiccan listeners yet?
No,
because my two friends are still listening. They're Wiccans. Well, I did get an email to question here. They were asking good in the last year, you know, who was our favorite guest star we've had on here. Phillips Tan's still kind of my number one guy. I mean, Phillips just a great guy. I mean, we can interrupt him at Starbucks. He orders us a latte, and we just talk comic book stuff. It's been fun.
Phillips is the kind of guest you just have fun hanging around with.
Yeah, he is. He's that drinking buddy. You know, you take him out for a beer and he sits there and he, you know, lets it spill what he's doing for the day. You know, it's a great guy. Phillip's just a fun guy. Ethan's a good guy too. And, we've had some fun with them. I know Rebecca Buckman was on here recently. I was listening to that cast and that was very nice. Rebecca was very respectful, very nice, very funny. And, you know, she really, you know, brought the inkers' point of view to you know what they do in the comic book world, which is pretty good.
People don't think about a lot.
I think my favorite guest was Greg Rucka. Oh wait,
ouch!
The only bad thing, if I could think, I can't even think of his name. So I'm going to pass up right now. Eric, what? I don't know who you've liked the most guests on this show before.
I think the only I haven't sat through any of the guest stars, though the ones I've listened to, I kind of like Patrick Gleason, I guess, but I feel like I'm a fanboy for saying that. But I think Rebecca Buckman too. I think now that I listen to it, it was pretty even handed, and it's interesting. I mean, it's easy to get like, you know, it's easy to be interested for like Daryl Banks or somebody like Patrick Gleason or Ron Mars because they've had a lot to do. But Rebecca Buckman she's someone you want to really, I don't know. It's as someone who's interested in the business, it's interesting for me to hear about her perspective.
We've had our moments with Patrick Gleason, with how it went down when we were trying to get him on the show.
Oh,
you guys remember that thread?
Yeah, I was reading that for all. I mean, one person I really wish I wish we could have got on here. We were about to have him in the fall with Shane Davis, but we had an email loss and we lost contact with them, and then it just completely fell apart. But Shane was ready to go, and that sadly fell apart. And we're hoping he'll come back here this year, but we know he's a little busy with with Earth One right now. But hopefully we'll get him on here eventually. I don't know, Wes. What about you?
I don't know if I have a favorite guest. I would.
He hates them all equally.
Wes hates everybody.
I wanted to say Ethan, but I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't ask the right questions for that interview. So that's a no. I'd say Bedard, but I didn't.
That was a fun
really
test.
Talk. Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Oh yeah, because I was the host. That's why I wasn't listening.
Great, everybody.
I thank all the guests that show up, especially the ones that I had contact with. So probably JT or Philip, because, you know, we still talk. So yeah, I guess Philip, because, you know, I kind of feel like he's my friend now. So that's cool.
he's gonna call us up and be like, I do not like that West guy.
He's like, guys, come on, I'm drinking my mocha here.
I enjoy it. There's two, just saying, there's two iTunes reviews I love. The latest one, the content is mostly great. All things Green Lantern and Geo related. That said, Kuhan and Mew are immature and annoying. Mostly Kuhan. I find myself skipping through the portion of the podcast to get past silly crap and folks talking over each other. Other than that, it's good stuff. 3 stars.
Yeah, what was that you were saying about cutting dead weight, Kuhan?
I hate him. Also,
I only throw in the bed of extra goofiness, you know, kind of spice it up a little bit. But Kuhan, you know, it's the brain damage, you know, cut off oxygen as a baby.
I enjoyed this one that gave us 2 stars. September 29th, 2009. If I had heard this podcast before reading my first Green Lantern issue, I would have killed myself. This is horrible.
What a strange train of thought. Like, he, instead of just not reading the issue, he would have killed himself for thinking of reading the issue.
This is horrible. The humor is horrible. The fact that the host wanted Megan Fox to play Carol Ferris made me lose all respect for the host. I have no clue who said that ever, but whatever.
I was like, I don't even remember saying that.
It's casting like that that ruins so many movie, singular, and then kick rocks.
Somebody agreed with him.
What?
Yeah, one out of one listeners found this review helpful.
Yeah, exactly. One out of one. So I think that was
nice. I usually find negative reviews helpful, but yeah. Why does he hate rock so much is what I want to know.
Yeah, right?
Rock hater.
Yeah, exactly. Explain that to me.
And of course, this one in March from Lantern A-Train, which gave us 4 stars. Hey guys, just finished up the second episode and I'm downloading the third. You guys are all great and you really know your stuff. Dude, Kuhan, you crack me up. The only thing that keeps it from getting 5 stars, the audio comes off rather staticky sometimes, we fixed that. Some people are too low, fixed it. Others blow out my eardrums, fixed it. They speak because my volume is up high to hear the low speakers. Other than that, it's a great podcast. Glad I found this via the Green Lantern boards. Keep up the great work.
All right, well, to put on to the final section of our anniversary cast, of course, the big thing is, you know, what are we looking forward to the rest of the year for, you know, Green Lantern and the podcast in general? For Green Lantern, I am actually interested in looking forward to Brightest Day and seeing, you know, how Blackest Night's going to all end up, you know, and everything and all the new books. Hopefully Aquaman. That kind of thing. See, Mew agrees with me. I'm kind of interested right now if, also I've seen how the Great Ten ends up, if they're going to make it a full extension series and all that. Otherwise, I'm just looking forward to being a married man, hopefully getting out of this crazy apartment of ours and moving on with our lives and everything, and hopefully a new job for me, thank God, hopefully. I don't know. Anyhow, what about you, Wes, besides the waking up angry tomorrow?
And make sure it's Wes, not West, Wes.
Yes, Wes.
I look forward to our new guest coming on and our returning guest. I look forward to the news that we plan on breaking with our interviews and features to come that you can find at www.thegreenlanterncorps.com. I just look forward to hopefully some better writing from the Green Lantern titles and hopefully the death of Atrocitus.
He's not gonna die, he's gonna live forever.
Come on, he already had his heart ripped out, he's still alive. Hate! Wes wants his job.
Hate, rage, West.
He's got the whole thing where he's a really original character concept that deserves to be around forever, and I'm not saying that like, any sarcasm whatsoever.
Right, exactly, just like Lark Flees, he's getting his own mini.
He's at least having that old time in the New Guardians arc.
Tell if you were being sarcastic when you're saying or not being sarcastic.
I was. And Larfleeze is getting a mini called Larfleeze's Spring Break, I guess. What is he going to do?
Wait, what?
Eat dead animals and shit for like 20 sheets.
Larfleeze. No, it's going to be Larfleeze meets Scooby-Doo, like those old new Scooby-Doo adventure things where they met the Harlem Globetrotters and stuff. It's going to be like one of those.
Oh, that would just be awesome.
I'm trying to get tickets for the Harlem Globetrotters right now.
Nice.
I'll be like, Larfleeze, there you are.
Yeah.
What about you, Colt?
Oh, I'm looking forward to a lot of things. The various titles that are coming out, it's always good for you to read. More fun casts, hanging out, discussing some cool stuff, some more interviews, and getting through college without exploding. That's always good.
Eric, what about you?
I guess for the I'm looking forward to Larfleeze's recipe book coming out, how to eat things that have been dead for 20 years and have shit all over them. And I'm also, in terms of actually the titles themselves, I'm not really looking forward to Brightest Day or any more tie-ins. I'm kind of interested in the idea of Green Lantern comics not being tied down to any crossovers in the next 2 years, supposedly.
Oh, amen to that.
Yeah, I'm interested mostly in Green Lantern Corps now that it's like really like the last like year of it has been really, I think, great. And I think I'm interested in that just kind of not being held down by whatever Geoff Johns is doing in whatever land, you know. And I'm also interested in all the Green Lantern titles stop becoming Flash titles, start becoming Green Lantern titles again.
And, but all will be well, Eric.
Yes, yes. I keep hearing that. Like 5 times in the same panel, but yeah. And I guess that's it, yeah. For the cast, I guess I'm hoping to finally get involved in an interview with a professional as opposed to just listening to Kuhan.
So but who do you want to be your first? Who do you want to pop your cherry?
Well, I guess I should say a guy because I don't want to be sexist. Let's get fucking Tomasi on here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Tomasi. I want to talk to that guy. Ask him why he's great on GLC and mediocre everywhere else.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. You can edit that out.
Backhanded compliment.
Do not edit that out. We're not going to edit that out. Just leave it in.
Yeah, we're not editing that out. Let's stay.
All right, let's not edit that out. Let's leave Hallen in there, too.
Hallen.
I'm looking forward to me shutting up and not incriminating myself any further. I'm also looking forward to tons of stuff outside of Green Lantern because, honestly, I could care less what happens to Green Lantern because I'm pretty sure it's going to be good and I don't want to ruin that. And if it's terrible, then I look forward to joining West's team and yelling at everything. But the thing I look forward to most is Matt Smith as Doctor Who because, let's be honest, I want to see how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, actually, yeah, there are people I work with who are actually interested in that too. So it should be interesting. We'll have a little lovely Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty depressed about David Tennant leaving, honestly.
I know,
so
right?
Positive about it.
It was so sad.
Let me ask one more Green Lantern related question just for, I guess, for my own kind of like to round up the anniversary thing. What would you all say was, I mean, in some people's limited and some people's extensive history of reading Green Lantern, I mean, what would you say is your top Green Lantern story of all time?
Sinestro Cold War.
I was going to say maybe we should discount that because I figure everyone's going to say Sinestro Cold War.
Sinestro Cold War.
But no, we'll say, I mean, what would you say besides that then?
Ooh.
Was there a good one besides that one?
Yeah.
Reaper. Hi, folks.
Now, yeah, is there any specifics? Like, it has to be a Green Lantern issue or something?
I guess if you want to be clever and you want to think about that issue of The Flash where Green Lantern showed up and stuff like that, you can. If you want to be, like, pretentious, yeah.
Well, hold on. To be fair, Green Lantern was The Flash's backup for a long time. So.
Yes, that's
no, in
true.
All fairness, like,
it wasn't that long.
Some of the best Green Lantern stories were, like, World War III was a JLA story that has
that's
a few
what I was
going
to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite moment.
World War III, you meet Magadon, the Jerry Springer generation? Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Hard Traveling Heroes.
I don't think you even read that.
Nope.
Happy Alley Oxley didn't read that. You have to read it. Anyway, so Ryan, you say Rebirth?
Yeah, I would say that.
All right. Wes, you say World War III?
World War III, easily.
Yeah, Mew, what do you say?
Tigers.
Tigers, okay.
Going that far back.
My Green Lantern history is very limited, so I'm going to go with Rebirth, too.
Rebirth, yeah. I'd probably say the
Electric
the first,
Boogaloo.
I'd say the first
two
Ion
Electric
story.
Boogaloo, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say the first Ion story Judd Winnick wrote with Kyle Rayner. I mean, because I think...
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like an odd choice, whatever, but yeah, I think it just worked really, really well for me, and it was one of the stories that really pulled me into Green Lantern, and I feel like that really is like the start of the history of like quality writing for Green Lantern, because a lot of Green Lantern stories are good for the first 60 years of his incarnation, but none of them are classic, and I think that's kind of an overlooked classic.
So, but
like the way it plays out, and the biggest, you know.
Before
yeah,
Ion
yeah.
was
World
a space
War III is classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, World War III is classic, yeah, it's true. Well, all the JLAs are classic, but I was trying to think of just one specific story. I mean, I think DC 1 Million actually is probably my favorite Kyle moment when he gets to watch Superman in the end of the story.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. And that's kind of like that points out, I mean, again, not to be like a Kyle, all masturbating all over with Kyle on my penis, whatever, but like, I actually have an action figure tied to it right now. But,
that was
who, what, what now?
Eric is like our masturbating bear.
Yeah. No, just on Kyle's lovely... Well chiseled face.
Love
it. No, yeah. That kind of exemplifies why Kyle was such a good character, because if any character is going to watch the end of the DC universe, it would be Kyle, you know, because he'd really get it. So I think it was pretty good.
So Eric's relationship with Kyle Rayner is similar to West's relationship with Grant Morrison.
I love Grant Morrison just as much as I love Kyle Rayner. So
I remember West, that's funny thing I was going to say earlier. How you know how some people have pictures of kids in their wallet? Well, Wes has, like, tons of pictures of Grant Morrison just sold out, like, 6 or 7, like, 8 or 9 pictures of Grant Morrison, like, on different poses. Some of them, like, yelling at people. And he has himself photos up there and just smiling next to him.
Yeah, I got a picture of me and West finger trapping Grant Morrison in my wallet. So yeah, but if Geoff Johns and Tomasi and everybody who was working on the titles right now left, who would you want to see take over all the Green Lantern titles?
Grant Morrison.
I'd like to see Peter Tomasi take over Green Lantern and Geoff Johns take over Green Lantern Corps. No. you see what I did there. I really don't know much about all these writers. I think,
every single other writer ever. I don't know anything about them. I just knew these two guys.
Yeah, I'd like to see Brian Michael Bendis take over every title in the DC Universe.
No, I actually agree with that as a serious statement, yeah.
Yeah,
Weston, all right. do you want to fire and replace?
Maybe Rucka.
No, I think he's a guy who needs to stay in a little area. I'd like to see Gail Simone maybe on the core. She works well with the team dynamics. And I always wanted to see her like on an extended run on Teen Titans. So I think Green Lantern, she could work with that too. As for the main Green Lantern title, I don't think I would want Grant to be, you know, pigeonholed by Guardians and stuff. So
kill him off.
It turns out that Hal went like in the future and like got rebirthed through time and became the first Guardian, and then he has to punch himself, which destroys reality and recreates himself as the only Lantern.
That'll be his M. Night Shyamalan wrote Green Lantern.
That's Flash Rebirth. Yeah.
Oh! Hey-o.
What a twist.
What a twist.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up here for the anniversary Green Lantern Spotlight.
Let's see Dr. Naysay write Green Lantern.
Oh, no. Personally, for me, I'd like to see Grant Morrison on Green Lantern. That'd be cool. Maybe like get Bedard on Core. He's going to do a team.
I like to actually see a writer artist on it, like maybe somebody crazy like the Luna Brothers. They only work on Image stuff. I like to see them do it, but I'd have to say Bendis. If it was like a dream idea, it'd be Bendis. Bendis on the GLC and Grant Morrison on the core. Grant Morrison on the proper title.
But you know, you'd get your perfect dream writer team. You'd get all good, and then Rob Liefeld on art, and it's like, damn it,
Rob Liefeld.
You get Tony Daniel doing RIP or something horrible like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well. Well, send us your hate mail, your reviews, everything to you know GL Spotlight there at the GreenLanternCorps.com, or send us to Gmail, or leave us a review, or on Twitter, or anything else. You can check out, of course, my personal blog, GLSpotlight.com. I got some really cool stuff, and we'll hopefully have a new layout here coming up in time for Brightest Day. So that's all I have to say. Any final shout outs, guys, before we close it?
I just like to say that, just to screw with Wes, we should have Mark Bagley draw every book.
Oh, God.
Shout-outs. Well, I'd like to shout-out to my YouTube channel that you messed up early in the show, youtube.com/ssjkuhan. My Twitter channel, my Twitter page, which you didn't screw up, which is twitter.com/kuhan. It's kind of confusing. What else do I have? I have a blog at... ncidmedia.info. That's ncidmedia.info. Probably by the time this comes out, I will have posted a blog post about the whole Jay Conan thing, which technically is over, but, you know, because Conan's gone. But Jay Leno's an asshole. And I have been meaning to post a review of the first Kirby Crackle album, and hopefully that'll be out before the second one comes out. So check those things out.
Don't you got any cast to plug?
I have the abridged print with Naim Siddiqui and guests featuring Colton Clayton. I should probably add that in there, featuring Colton Clayton, but I don't want to because I don't like you.
I've been in every episode.
What's your point?
That's the only thing you can plug.
I can also plug Rebels. Go read it, damn it.
Check out Wally's World blog over at thegreenlanterncorps.com. Most active blogger there, most intelligent blogger there, most intelligent poster there. Check out the blog. Check out the Twitter at twitter.com/consciousb. Check out all things Flash at the Speedster site, which is at speedstersite.proboards.com. And the...
Westbrook, you supposed to write a Batman book?
I did write a Batman book.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Talon came out, and Ethan Mascara was on the art, right?
Ethan and J.G. Jones is on the art.
Oh, so it came out, like, once every 3 months?
It's still coming. It's still coming out.
They're drawn at the same time, though? Like, both guys have a pencil on the page at the same time?
Yeah.
have the music for the romantic go scene in the background. Like, their hands each on the same pen.
The only thing I can do is I want to thank Frankie and Andrew for, you know, they're not here. We're thinking of in spirit and for helping keep the Green Lantern Spotlight podcast going. I want to thank Brad Miller for inspiring us, as well as Will Sanchez, who was our original from the Avengers podcast, because he was on our first show and said he had an errand to run, otherwise he would have joined us for the anniversary here. So that's all I have to say. So everybody.
Who do we have in our Final Crisis cast?
Oh, yes, I can't forget, of course, Juan. Good old Juan. I almost forgot about Juan. He's going to come and beat
Juan,
me.
Man. Juan was awesome. He had the same last name as Fidel.
I know. You got to check him out. He does great on the DC Noise Once in a While podcast. You got to love it. Juan is great. Go check him out. He does commissions, too, for art.
Hey, he's online, too.
Hi, Juan. Anywho. All right, well, everybody, I will see you in March. Everybody have a wonderful time, and this is Ryan Reed out for the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast. Good night.
Good night.
Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps are properties of DC Comics and do not reflect the authenticity of this podcast.
It's a 1,000 years ago, green fire, so hot. Harvey and a man and a superman, and his name was Alan Scott. A man without fear, and that's for sure. He got his ring from Ozmansor. He fought all the evil hordes, and he's the real one, Hal Jordan. Green Lantern! Green Lantern!
And don't forget the problem, the fact that his voice seems to be warping metallically.
Well, it always did that.
Didn't always do that.
Yeah, it did. You never
give me a break, guys. I've been on sabbatical for what, 3 months.
this is like the first cast or two is initial problems.
All right, you were still getting used to it.
Can I call you, Hallen?
No, please
don't
call me
Hallen. Hallen is.
All right, let's call. And are we going to call Colton Coco then?
No, I'll call you. I'll just call you Hallen.
If you call Colton Coco, then you can call me Hallen.
He's got like 16 nicknames.
You have much of a choice.
Yeah. He's got 35 nicknames, and you literally asked for this one. You went to iTunes and was like, I want people to call me Hallen, and you called yourself Hallen. So.
I didn't actually call myself Hallen. I was thinking of a fake name, and Hallen was the first one I could come up with.
Because Hallen
makes perfect sense. Hallen.
Calm down, Hallen.
Well, I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know.
I stuck my mind to my horse. Cat's
face. He's a horse.
Yes, I'm looking forward to what...
Look at Mew's horse. Mew's horse is amazing.
You finally got
it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to what Coco can bring us in sound effects for the next...
3 is the area code for Japan. Specifically Tokyo, I think.
It's the country code.
That's awesome. That's actually awesome.
I know, they actually just dialed 3 for Japan.
Yeah, there's a big difference between country code and... area code, buddy.
Yeah, area.
So, if I just hit 3, do I just hit the number?
You hit 3 and press call, and it connects you to the Japanese.
Bless those.
The Japanese.
It connects to the emperor.
He's got hoes in different area codes.
They're all going to open. Every single Japanese person will answer the phone at the same time. You so, please, listeners, do not press that button.
Do not.
Wes, are you trying to say you're in danger?
No, I'm on a.
Or are you abducting people and they're being held in your basement?
Wes, just follow the sound of my voice. Follow it to safety. Okay.
Follow my voice.
It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere.
Follow my voice.
This is Conan O'Brien. I mean Ryan Reed out.
No, Ryan, you're Jay. Frankie's Conan.
That's true. Wow. I bow to Frankie.
I think he's calling you an asshole.
No, I'm not calling Ryan an asshole. Scum.
I'm Craig Ferguson, and I'm out of here. Night, guys.
Good night. Yeah.